Look, man, y'all know I be all over the place, and I'm trying to help run a business, but Goody Brand can be difficult because there's so many emails, so many people to sell to, so many shipping things, and that's why we use Shopify, okay? It really helps you stay organized in the easiest way, okay? Look, plus Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, okay? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/chaser, all lowercase, that's right. Go to shopify.com/chaser now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. I said shopify.com/chaser. We use it for real.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Bitch, that something wasn't right here. Oh, something, I shouldn't have let you go.
Now you're out of sight. Yeah.
Show me, bitch, how you want it to be. All right, y'all, what's up? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantaroxu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
Wow. Coming back to the podcast. Look, it's been a whole ass year. I was going through my phone, right? You know how your phone is like a year ago today, this happens, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, butt naked Kazumi on
now,
the couch.
Here I am.
And now, and
but clothed.
Yeah, but clothed. And I sent it to Kazumi. I was like, yo, look, Kazumi, look, a whole year ago. She was like, let's run it back. I was like, let's run it back.
I spun the block. I matured. I have clothes on. No panties, but I got the clothes on.
Oh, she's lying. She got panties on. I was like, what? Nah, she's lying.
I can just see it. Oh, well.
Nah, Kazumi, she was like, I'm coming back. I'm not going to get naked this time, though. I was like, that's cool.
I was like, I don't know if you like me with my clothes on, but I'm here.
You know, it's crazy. We were just talking about this. Kazumi was like, you know, you're welcome for the Patreon money because the Patreon went up, bro.
It went berserk.
It went kind of crazy. Like, you know, to be fair, for the Patreon people, I ain't really been doing shit, okay?
So this was the moment.
This was a moment. So it was like, and if you don't know what we're talking about, Kazumi was on last year. She randomly got butt naked. She ruined the joke.
I got too
excited. Absolutely did.
I came too fast. Sorry.
Yeah, you fucking blew your load all over the shit. Because she was supposed to just get naked randomly for no reason. We weren't going to address it at all. And then so I was going to give her the code word, which was like, nice shoes, right? So then I was like, oh, what kind of shoes are those? She was like, that's my cue to get naked, right? I'm like, come on.
I got a little too high for that podcast, but I'm completely not high right now.
Oh, good.
Right
now.
It
all good.
Like 10 minutes and then I'm going to be like, woohoo.
All right, so hey, say the code word now.
Code word is code word. Nah, but she was like, so I put the butt naked episode on Patreon and the Patreon was going up. The emails that were going crazy for a while. And we were just talking about, she brought up how crazy it is that like you could literally Google Kazumi naked.
Yeah.
2 seconds.
But they had so much love for you. They was like, I'm gonna put money in Tim's pocket.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, they put, was it money in my pocket? Yeah, I guess collaterally they came in and was like, did you fuck Tim? Did you fuck Tim? Like, no, but thank you for subscribing and asking for $3.
I think it's more just the taboo of it not being taboo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, if there's a girl who does porn and it's free and I can see it everywhere, but then you tell me, she did it in public.
Right.
And I got to pay to see?
Yeah.
I'm going to pay to see.
We love you, sex worker supporters. You've paid my rent a million times. Thank you.
I also think it might have part to do with the fact that, like, you were on the couch talking with your coochie lips.
Oh, I had to do that.
And we zoomed in on that motherfucker. Like, so, you know, on YouTube, it's just a big old blur. But yeah. Somebody was definitely... Even
somebody was probably like, no, I'm not going to pay for that. Oh.
that was like...
All right.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Wow. Even like if you weren't turned on at all, they're like, I got to see this, yeah, man.
Like, is she actually... I admire
your strength to then not do it again, because sometimes I feel like a podcast is like, you know what? We fucked on the podcast once. Let's fuck every single podcast. You was like, nah, that was a one time only.
Well, that was the thing too. After we had you on and, you know, we were collaborating on our reels and shit like that, I think a lot of like adult porn film.
Oh, I unleashed it.
You did. I think they appreciated. You know, I wasn't, you know, we let you talk your shit. We weren't being disrespectful. It wasn't, yeah, you know. Yeah. And a lot of them were kind of in my DMs trying to come on, right? Oh. We have Violet on.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, Violet is just
big booty.
She's just the homie now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is cool.
And so, but a part of me was like, I don't want to necessarily become a porn star podcast.
Yeah, that's a scary, slippery slope. We're a little brand risky.
And not that I've ever been brand friendly, but it's definitely it's a slippery slope, no pun intended.
Yeah, yeah. Because then they're like, can I suck you off? And then you're like,
not a slippery slope for my dick. A slippery slope.
Oh, okay.
That's for branding.
Yeah, yeah. Branding purposes. Yeah,
yeah, nah, if I wanted to fuck
slippery
porn
slip.
Stars, yeah. Yeah, man. So but you know, the thing about it is like I've always just kind of been cool with like porn people.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like guys,
dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah. OnlyFans, everything.
Yeah. I remember a long time ago. I think my first porn star friend was before she was in a porn star. She was kind of new to the game. Adriana Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know her, but she sounds hot.
Oh, cool. She's dope. She's dope. I always tell her too. I'm like, she's just I like her acting skills.
Yeah.
I
be acting for real sometimes.
Y'all be acting for real sometimes.
Like, real production set, 11-page script that everyone zooms past, but we do it and we take it so serious.
I bet. And that's the thing. When I watched Adriana's shit, I was like, there was one that I saw and I texted her. I'm like, hey, you did really good. Your acting was on point here. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much.
I like, give a fuck so hard about the acting.
I really felt like you couldn't pay your rent and this was your last resort. Like,
I really thought you were stuck in that dryer. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is there one that like, you know, because you said y'all take the acting real serious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mad serious.
Is there one that you were like, man, I really like the storyline here is like really sticking out to me.
I really wiped this one, which was in Budapest in Eastern Europe, where I got frozen. So I'm an office girl and my coworkers hate me. So they freeze me in the middle of a forest to gangbang me and teach me a lesson. So they freeze me. And when I'm frozen, what's so funny? They freeze me when I'm
this
frozen.
Hand?
They use my body and my mouth. And I can't blink when getting fucked hard.
Of course. At all. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and I didn't have eye drops on set because we don't have a union, so no one cares.
Oh, so your eyes get all dry.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, they click a button and you, like, come and, like, just, like, lose your shit. Dude, that was my best work. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the name of that title? Do you remember?
It was called Freeze.
Okay.
Freeze. But it was it took 16 hours. I kept blinking.
Oh, shit.
I kept blinking.
Because they wouldn't let you. Come on, dog.
No.
Like, what the hell? Like, get off of my face. How about that?
They were like fucking the shit out of my face, and my face was like.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So funny. Yeah, I also love the ones that are like corny on purpose. You know
I like
what
a
saying?
Good corny on purpose
dude,
one.
That's my shit. You ever seen Lemon Tree?
Yeah, yeah. That girl, Joanna Angel, she put her foot in my pussy and she wore me like a croc.
Huh.
Her toes, not the whole foot.
Oh, okay, okay. So more like some high heels that were too small.
Just a little stiletto moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually, I'm trying to stop talking so much about sex.
Right,
I feel
right.
like I'm like, I have like a spaghetti in my mouth that like forces me to keep talking about it because it's just so funny. But I have to be a good girl. I'm trying to rebrand a little
bit. I feel it. Let's rebrand a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So this orgy at your birthday party.
Because you didn't show up. You.
I wanted to go.
I'm never gonna forgive you.
No.
I'll send you clips and have you cuck to it.
No. I feel bad because look, Kazumi, I appreciate you. You always invite me to your crazy ass parties, right? But look, I don't go out anymore. Like I don't.
Go out because you're a papa.
I don't. Yeah, and I don't party like that, like really at all anymore. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, I gotta go to one of these Kazumi parties.
That birthday party was insane
because it looked crazy, and she was telling me the whole time. She's like, "Yo, there's a performance at 11. It's gonna change your life." And I'm like, "All right, man, I'm gonna pull up to one of these fucking Kazumi parties." And I had prepped wifey and everything. I'm like, "Yo, my homegirl that does porn, she's releasing her merch. It's like, and she says it's gonna be like a mind blowing performance. I don't know if it's gonna be a huge orgy.
I didn't see you as human, you know? I couldn't even do it.
I was like, I'm gonna go. But if anything, I forgot what the circumstances were. But I'm like, all right. Maybe I'll just pull up just for the show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's like, come at 11. Don't miss the show. I said, I'm going to try. I RSVP'd and everything. I literally was
you
like.
Literally RSVP'd.
I had fully intentions on going.
The homie card was revoked.
Sorry, NGL. Man. So I'll pull up to one of them.
Yeah, you have to go to the birthday. Because I throw smaller little idiot parties throughout the year. But the birthday is like, I probably dropped like 60 grand on that.
Ooh.
That was a big function.
Sheesh.
It was a very James Bond. I mean, so what happened, if you guys didn't know, I throw these crazy LA parties. They're sex friendly. They're not a sex party. Those are different. Sex party means like you come in, pants down, you're ready to go.
These are if you want to fuck.
If you want to fuck, we're open to it. And it's cool because it's like we'll be talking and then maybe like we'll be eating our mac and cheese and then they're getting balls deep over there and we're just chilling. But this one was I had a giant platform and I got fucked in it. I didn't take anyone's phones. And also I made everyone sign a model release form because everyone was in my porn because we recorded it. Mm-hmm. That probably would have been a brand risk moment for you.
That is potentially true, yeah.
We had two giant jumbotrons, like a UFC fighting match. So even if he was trying to avoid eye contact, you could. There was my ass right there, my big butthole right there.
Your big butthole.
My small, tiny butthole. So sorry. My small, tiny, virgin butthole.
Yeah, so funny.
Yes. I got smashed.
I saw the clips afterwards. It looked great. Cool. The pictures were dope. I liked the effect of everybody, you know, being dressed in red while you were like getting smashed in the middle of this huge party. It also kind of added, I don't know if you saw these comments where people were like, it looks like fucking Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, it looked evil as fuck.
Yes,
it looked kind of cursed. But it was more so to launch my streetwear brand and like my Kazumi fashion. I sold out of a bunch of pieces that day.
Congrats. That's dope. It's called
Red Light District.
Sick.
But I don't want it to necessarily be the head of it. I want to see if I can make another successful business without like attaching my clout to it. Like I want to see if it can just stand by its own.
That is exactly what we were doing with Goody. Why we've actually never actually even ever put a shirt out with my face on it.
Technically, no.
Aside from like the No Chaser shirt.
Yeah, No Chaser shirt. And it was the first or second Tim shirt of the month.
Which was what?
The little cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we started, because, you know, whenever we would have these Goody meetings, I would always have these really, like, stupid ideas that I knew weren't, like, aligning with the Goody aesthetic. But I'm like, what if we did this? So one day, Rick was like, all right, well, how about we start doing this? We do a Tim shirt of the month, whatever dumbass shit you want to do, we'll drop it, limited release. So we started doing that
for a
bit.
I want a Tim shirt of the month.
It's
over now.
They're all gone.
I felt throwing a birthday party and then launching it at the birthday party with the merch and also getting fucked at my birthday party. I was like, this is against my brand thesis of not being the face of the
company. That's too funny.
YOLO. It happens. I feel like you would have a good little time. You would just have to avert your eyes.
If I'm going, I'm looking at the very least. If I'm not fucking, I'm looking.
You're going to look? I would fuck harder if you were watching.
Oh, man. Yeah. I would just be looking and like, secretly jerking off in my pocket.
Pocket strokes.
There's no secret. There was definitely a guy so bricked up at the front row. And I was like, bro, just pull it out and jerk it. And he was like, nah, that's far. I was like, bitch, I'm butt naked with my pussy open.
That's crazy. Like, getting fucked in front of everybody, for some reason, is not crazy to me.
Yeah.
Jagging off to somebody, getting fucked in front of everybody is crazy.
I want to throw a fleshlight party because every month I get five figures in residual income from people that buy my fleshlight. And I only get like such a, not a minuscule percentage, but it's kind of like, damn, that's like, if that's the percentage and I'm getting five figures, and that's like hundreds of thousands of people using my fake plastic pussy and jerking off. Like, I want to meet y'all in the flesh and I want to see it.
Oh, you want to see it happen?
I want to see like how many loads of semen can be unleashed. Sorry, I'm talking about this. This is crazy. I just can't stop.
Well, I was going to say, here's my foolproof. If I was jagging off at one of your parties, right? I'm in the corner. I'm watching whoever's fucking. And I'm jerking my shit in my pocket. Mm. But then they're like, Tim, are you jacking off in the corner? I'm like,
yeah, what if you saw
I got sunflower person. Seeds, homie. These are just sunflower seeds, my guy.
You got pocket sand.
Your boy was, yeah.
What'd you say? Oh, y'all trying to play dice? Though?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I've been itching to shoot dice all night, man.
Crap, so we. But nah, you know, if anything, I was like, I need to go just
for the homie.
Just for the story. Yeah. Not even for the homie.
For the story.
Nah, but you know, one day.
Yeah,
one
yeah. Day, I also launched, I'm doing a shroom partnership. Look at me on my entrepreneurship. Hey, I had everyone do shrooms and they peaked at 11 p.m. So when they saw me get fucked, it was very devilish.
Oh, God,
there
I bet.
There was a few people that were like, whoa. This
is, I'm having a bad trip, man. This dude dick is four feet long.
Having a bad trip in an orgy sucks. Everyone also started taking selfies of my big dick homie because afterwards he was walking around like he had a missile. He would not put his clothes on. He wouldn't even put his shoes on. He just walked around with his big dick and all these guys kept seeing his dick and kept being like,
let me put mine away.
They were like, fucking whatever, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you just fucked in front of everybody, why get clothed?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the point? And it was crazy because it'd be like a girl after girl would come up to him and be like, yo, can I get a taste? And he'd be like, for sure. And they would just like ride his dick for 30 seconds and then they would hop off and be like, thanks. And then just continue walking down the party.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
For him.
Are these girls who are in the adult industry,
so
or
everyone who got tested before my party got a wristband. Mm. So at the end of my little sexy page, I put my hands up and I was like, wrist up, and all these wristband homies put their wrists up and I was like, finish me off. And then they all tackled me and
ate. Oh, sick.
Well, then I got tested and I didn't die. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Was everybody that had their special bracelet, was there anybody, and you don't say no names, but like, was there anybody who like, oh shit, I wasn't expecting you to be down for this because I thought it was going to be mainly people in the industry or what?
No, I invited every homie that I've ever met in my fucking life. Like, yeah. If you do my lashes, if you're my trainer, yeah. If you were my freaking college roommate, well, they all know what type of time I'm on because I literally cannot shut the fuck up about fucking and sucking. It's like against the law. Like it's against my brand thesis.
All right, well, let's talk about this then. What is the purpose of your slight rebrand?
My slight rebrand. I just want to diversify and get more brand opportunities. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm kind of a brand risk, a brand explosion for some. I do think times are changing. Mia Khalifa just fucking walked Vogue, bro.
Did she?
And Ray Little Black, she just did a TED Talk. So I think like porn stars, we're kind of couture, we're kind of in right now. Mm. I do think I just need to diversify a little bit and show that I have a lot more range so I can do more things. I want to do TV. I want to do some other stuff. So
both of them stopped doing scenes for a long time before that though, right?
But you know what? The thing is they haven't stopped the correlation. Because respectfully, they could all change their names and they could do a DMCA takedown and just take out all that porn if they really gave a fuck. Mm. But they know that like the part of their narrative is that they did porn. Mm-hmm. Right? I think for me, it's important to show that I still am an active performer because I actually have no problem with porn. I love porn.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Your whole thing, you know, and especially like the last time you were on, you were saying like, yo, I can do porn and I can still, you know, I'm a complex person, you know.
I'm multifaceted. I deserve rights, human rights. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think look, a big part of what I do too, and even from the jump when I was making my content, when I was talking my like, risque, dirty, like talking about my dick all the time, that shit
Tell me a Tim Dick fact.
You don't know?
No, I don't know anything about your dick.
You don't?
No, I mean, what?
I thought you was an OG fan.
I was, but I didn't know you talked about your dick and extensively.
Pretty extensively, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, two main facts would be like, curves to the right. I say that all the time.
Oh, okay. My pussy curves to the left. Unrelated.
Really?
Yeah. So I pee, my pee stream goes to the left. So guys, if they hook the wrong way, I'm kind of like, it's a no for me, dog.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Today's episode is brought to you by Shopify. You know, Goody Brand, we actually use Shopify. And let me tell you, it makes it so much more organized, okay? When we started Goody Brand, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. You know, I was trying to be in the mall. But now I'm selling all these fly-ass hats and shirts, and it's so easy, all because we use Shopify, okay? Look, Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. business, okay? Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, okay? Shopify's got you covered. Now check it out. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/chaser, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/chaser now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in, okay? Shopify.com/chaser. I got you.
But yeah, no, like, well, early on, yeah, I used to talk about my dick a lot. I still, it comes up a lot. No pause. But like, and so a lot of people used to be like, why are you always talking about your dick? And I, for me, it was when I was doing my thing, there were no Asian guys at all who were talking about like sexual
Thank
stuff.
You. You're a president.
Hey, girl, look,
I'm
here. I think
you made Asian guys sexy again.
I appreciate that.
I was
that.
Telling the homegirls, I was like, yo, Tim kind of got that thing on him. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Elaborate.
Yeah, I was just like, Tim's got like some swag.
Funny reason to use that.
I was like, Tim got like robust sexual energy.
Oh, yes, I guess so.
My homegirls were like, yeah, I see it. I was like, say yes, bitch, the fuck? They were like, I would. I don't know if I would. I was like, I would. So there.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very sweet of you to say.
I was standing up for your rights in the girl group chat. I was like, no, you're wrong.
That's so funny.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah, but well,
you're cool.
For one, I appreciate that. Two, yeah, that was why I do it. So it's like, there are layers to people. Asian dudes can, you know, I can be a well-spoken, intelligent dude and I can still talk my shit and joke about my dick and, you know, talk and like, make stupid-ass jokes, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like when you were on last time, that's what you were trying to do and that's what your kind of MO is. Like, yo, I can change the world and still I like sucking and fucking and that's what I do. I remember one time my homegirl was like, someone had quoted Marilyn Monroe and my homegirl was like, man, but Marilyn Monroe, like, she was a, you know, she was a this and that, and she was sleeping with this and that. I'm like,
I kind of hate her ass.
I was like, that doesn't mean she can't be smart. Like, okay.
Yeah, we can do it all. I was telling someone, like, one of my favorite things is when I do my meet and greets, I get two types of Asian people. The first one is the one that's like, bro, you're really fucking it up for us, bro. Like, you are making us look like so icky wicky. And then the second one has lately been a lot of Asian chicks, and they always want to show me like their homemade sex tapes out of nowhere. And they were like, this is for you. Mm. And I feel like I'm creating more of these like little Asian sluts. You're welcome, world. Because for me, like, it's like kind of funny, but it's like, there wasn't like representation of girls like me, obviously, you know, especially like a promiscuous Asian chick that kind of owned it. Mm. There's obviously hot Asian chicks since the history of time, but like owning your sexuality and like not thinking of it as like this like kind of like hedonistic evil thing is kind of like my whole thing. And I feel happy that I'm like inspiring these chicks to be their best whole selves, you know, because I feel like they're way happier.
I think, you know, there's levels to that for sure. Yeah.
Within reason and, like, responsibility.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like me and Rick have always said, you know, like, we have homegirls, of course, who have, like, fucked the homies. Fucked the group of homies, whatever.
Yeah,
and it's
I'm
like,
a homie hoppa.
And that's a beautiful thing. Because, like, we appreciate the homegirls who are like, yeah, like, not... The ones who are almost like, I fuck Jeremy. I fuck blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, whatever. Okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah. As opposed to the ones who we know fucked all the homies and are lying about it or trying to hide it. It's like, we don't care, you know? Yeah. Like, we actually don't care. You the homie. Like,
I don't mind you keeping your business, but the ones that volunteer a lie, he's trying to say I did, and I never, and I'm like, we seen it. Well,
yeah.
All
right. Yeah, it was literally right in front of us. So, I mean, you know, I was jerking off watching you. So.
He was jerking off.
hold on. JC is downstairs.
Motherfucker, JC.
That's our photographer, yeah. He says he tried, but I think he's dumb.
His brain is so itty bitty witty.
Low key. Okay.
She asked.
Coming to your meet and greet to talk shit is crazy.
No, it's like, bro, you came here to say shit to me, but you're in line.
Yeah. So I
had to
I waited 3 hours to let you know you're a disgrace. I'm just
saying. You guys have meet and
Could
greets?
You sign this?
Y'all have like no chaser meet and greets?
We had one when we did our live show.
What do your fans look like? Like, are they like, do they look like little Bobby Hundreds? Like,
yeah.
Some of that.
A lot of that for sure. This is JC, photographer JC.
We're homies. We got history.
Oh, do you?
For real.
For real?
Yeah.
For real. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yes, our meet and greet.
It's a little diverse.
Yeah.
A little diverse.
A little diverse. I mean, for a while, I remember there was one, I'm not going to say which city it was, but everybody was musty. Everybody was strange. Everybody was musty.
It was middle America, for sure.
You know, I'm not going to confirm nor deny.
Destroyed a state.
But it wasn't. It wasn't. And everybody was musty. And then we had to come up with a code word. I'm not going to say what code word it was. Mm-hmm. But like to let the other person know that a funky ass person was about to come through the meet and greet. Because it was like a handful of us. You know, it was like me, Lil Craze. It was Rick. It was Angie Garcia. Like,
damn, that's a musty
Lou. Oh, no, we weren't the musty ones.
Okay. Yeah, no.
I'm saying we were warning the homies. Okay.
But for the record, it was really bad. The warning wasn't to make fun of the people.
Yeah.
It's so that you control your face when it gets to you.
Like, hey, what's
yeah.
Like, let's just say the code word.
Got some kazumi coming down.
Yeah. Well, let's say the code word. Code word was like French fries. You know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, yo, y'all want some fries? Y'all want some fries? Get ready for some fries, guys. And then like, you know, because that was what was like, okay, this bitch about to be musty. Yeah. You know?
You guys have like long lines, like super fans that are there, like camp out for like hours type shit?
It's been there.
The particular one he's talking about was a crazy one.
I did this meet and greet where their line was so long. I was like, I was wearing those big red mischief boots. It was like,
I remember that.
Yeah. And a microkini. I thought it was hot for some reason. And I told everyone, if you want to cut the line, you have to let me like freaking kick you in the balls as hard as
possible. Oh, yes. I remember that.
Bro, too. I was sending these little dudes to the stratosphere. I was like, this one guy, he was like, thank you. And I was like, okay, so do you want to buy anything? You want a picture? He was like, no, that was it. I was like, bro, so you just came in line again.
To get kicked in the balls?
And then just be like deuces.
Damn.
I don't think it hurt that much though. Big surface area.
Big surface.
If you did it with those, it would hurt a lot more.
Yeah, and I guess the boots are squishy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're hard. They're like little bowling balls. Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, they're like very hard boots. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I had some guys like on the floor and I was just like, damn. And they were like, I'm peeing blood. And I'd be like, oh. Yeah.
That's so funny. After you did that, some girls like made that their thing.
I know. She made that her thing. I was like, hey, that's my daughter right now.
Low key, I wanted to be like, hey, you didn't come up with this.
I didn't invent ball kicking, but I did invent ball
in the boots.
Giant big red boots. Yeah.
Have you ever, okay, so what's like, the craziest thing in that realm that a fan was like, can you do this to me?
I've had a lot asked for me to take their virginity. I've taken a few.
Oh, well, that's great.
You know what?
On camera or just for funsies?
Some are just for funsies.
You are
they
a
have
G.
To get tested. One time I was in Cancun. I'm sorry. I'm a brand risk. I had like this like frat group and like they were like, you know, I was peacefully homie hopping.
Yeah.
And the last one... On the
for funsies in Cancun?
Yeah.
A bunch of dudes that were just on spring break and shit?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
On the last day, this guy was like, so I'm the last guy, but I'm a virgin. And we took, like, our time, and, like, I showed him how to finger.
Yo, that group of homies, they some assholes. They should have let him go first.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yo, life is one big game.
They were like, you don't even like pussy. You never even had it.
They were preparing him for life, bro. You're never the first. You're never the last. You're just happy when it's your turn.
It's like, look, bro, you're a good guy. Shit's not going to go good for you. You got to get used to it.
Oh,
it would be better if he was, like, the first. I don't know.
Well, how was it?
You know, it was very cute. It was very adorbs.
Yeah. You said you took your time. We took your time.
He knows how to make a girl squirt. I showed him my piss porn. Got him harder. Pause. It was like, cool.
Wow, that's adorable.
Yeah. Cool.
Look at you, man. Changing lives.
I've taken some weird sexual fan moments. Like, one of my first was this guy who'd only heard my voice on podcast because he was completely blind. So I fucked him for Jimmy Zhang's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And he was really into my breasts.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. So he fondled my boobs for such an excessive...
Like really big braille.
Yeah. It's one word.
Yeah.
It's just like one, like, whoa.
Boobs.
Yeah. How funny would it be if, like, let's say whatever little, like, dimples on your nipples, like, spill out one random, like, fucking...
Like, what you call me?
It's like banana peas.
One fan asked me to get married, but we were in Vegas, so we did it.
What?
I'm actually still married to him.
You're legally married to this person.
We didn't sign the paper. We had a whole wedding though.
Cute.
Yeah, but I've had a few YouTube weddings as of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
So funny.
Okay. Cause I homegirl I was just talking about earlier, Adriana Maya, she posted this clip recently where this dude was like, can you spit in my mouth at some porn convention? And I was like, ew.
You're not a spit, bro? Yeah.
I'm not a fan, no.
No, you're not a spit guy?
No, I mean, like spit in my mouth or spit in mouths. Nah, I never really,
You have a spit in my mouth vibe.
No, I'm not, especially not a stranger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
whatever.
No. I'm not. Anyways. Look, I'll tell you this. I'm not anti.
Whatever.
Not to kink shame you at all, but I'm also not anti spitting in a mouth. You feel me?
Yeah. Sometimes the moment calls for it. It's so extreme.
Yeah. If I was doing my thing and a girl I was messing with was like, yo, spit in my mouth. I'm like, sure.
That's different. Not a
Let
stranger.
Let me tell you an evil spit moment.
Please
right?
do.
I hope you guys know that when you guys have just smoked or like had Thai food or just been a whacking wacko, your spit is brown and it smells funky and it's just evil.
Makes sense.
When you guys like do like the whole mission, when we're like in missionary and you guys like spit on your dick and we see that evil spit fall slow motion and we see it go on your dick, we like die a little bit.
Oh, because the brown spit.
Because it's brown spit and now you're fucking me with your evil penis and your evil spit.
That sounds evil.
It sounds disgusting. Yeah,
and we've known it. We're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't smoke. And I don't do stuff right after eating. I just think it's rude to the lady.
Yeah. I like to fuck first and then dinner after. Any order in between that is facetious and really retarded.
I think you're making that. It's okay. R word. Yeah. I think you make a fire point. I remember one time, college, I was so annoyed because, I mean, not annoyed because this was like more shitty for her, not for me. But we specifically were like, let's not do anything tonight, this girl I was messing with, and let's go get some boiling crab. You know what I'm saying?
That's a long-term commitment relationship type of dinner. You don't go to boiling crab when you're into talking.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We weren't even talking. It was just like someone I was messing with. You know what I'm saying? And then like we had boiling crab, and then it was like I felt bad. Why don't I feel bad? Because like later on, like I was going down our heart. We were like just doing mouth stuff.
Dude, going to boiling crab is a body. Like that's like we're like in love and we share taxes. Yeah.
You got your fingers in my shit. I got my fingers in your shit. Yeah. But I just remember feeling like, man, my breath is crazy right now. I can't even believe she let me do this, bro. Yeah. Like
that used to feel like the for sure. Okay, not gonna smash
exactly.
tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, you want to go to boiling crab? Okay, cool.
Oh, bro, with my
I got
ex,
it. Yeah.
With my ex, first date, in and out. I'm like. I'm thinking ahead, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking
no onions.
Yeah, like, no double, no onions, right? She's like, "Can I get? Yes, I'll take the onion." I was like,
"Oh, got it."
It's
well,
over.
I get it.
It's over.
I get it. But then
you learn how girls are. They don't care, man.
They don't give a shit.
I care. If I go this and I'm like. It's over. I'm not going to step outside at all.
That's very nice of you.
That is very appreciated.
Because I feel like girls have to know. Because sometimes when I'm on set and there's like one chick with the stinky puss, I'm like, dude, like, handle it. The fuck is wrong with you?
Dude.
Like, how do you not know that?
That's so funny. We were literally just having this conversation.
It's crazy. I saw a video. It was one of those, not porn, one of those like white room videos, 20V.
That everybody's doing right now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And this girl was basically telling the dude he can smell it. And he was like,
what?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like,
wait, he could smell her dirty
breath. No, like, yeah, like she was allowing him to sniff it.
What?
And he was saying, I'm gonna be honest with you. And she was like, yeah, because she was like, I'm clean, right? And then she walked up and he smelled it and he was like, yeah, nah.
What kind of YouTube videos is he like? Is he like going under her skirt and be like,
no, she had on leggings, but he had his face in it. He had her turn around. He had his face in it, smelling it. And he basically told her, like you smell like you've been out all day, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's a fishy twang to it.
I'd kill myself.
Some BB going
that
on
would
in
be
there.
My 13th reason why. It'd be over.
And she was like, okay. Yeah, no, I respect it. I respect it. But why didn't you know it? Like,
especially
how do you not know
volunteering
it?
Volunteering the information.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I did a YouTube video where this guy's going to sniff my pussy, I would be like...
Yeah, extra ready.
I'd be extra ready. But I will say sometimes we totally know when y'all just pooped earlier in the day. If we're giving head and y'all had like a little poopy moment, we know.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
of course.
Because we're in the same area.
Like, I don't understand. That's so funny. A lot of girls be on that shit. I'm never purposely serving up unwashed dick. Like if there is if there is a place to wash my dick beforehand, mm-hmm. I'm gonna wash my dick, balls, butt, all of that.
Yeah.
Before.
And I think it's so easy because it's like if we are at the club and we've been dancing and sweating and we go to the room, I'm always like, babe, let's like hop in the shower and like make this like a little sexy little moment.
Something.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise you're gonna be hit with something stinky.
You know what?
Something evil.
I think it's just I think it's a regional thing too. I think a lot of people don't care. I remember
in certain regions.
Because I was in the East Coast one time.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
They don't give
because
a fuck.
They walk everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, out here we don't walk. We just don't.
We're not walking people.
We're not walking ass people. They walk out there. So I feel like
and Europeans. They walk.
They be
walking. And they be stinking.
And I'm not, look, I'm not saying this is the whole.
they be stinking.
I mean, hey, I didn't say that. I'm also not saying this about the whole East Coast. I'm saying there was a girl in the East Coast. The plan was hit me after work. This was even after work. So I kind of like, you know, but I come through and yeah, I'm going to go down on you, right?
Yeah.
She was like, cool. I'm going to walk to you. I was like, all right.
Why?
She was like, she's, and this is New York. She's like, it's only 8 blocks away.
Exactly, bro.
Cool.
Exactly. 8 blocks is far as fuck.
Thinking she was like, gonna get to the hotel, have a little rinse, a little shower.
Yeah.
Got to the hotel, 8 blocks, takes off her layers, cause this is New York. Boots, socks.
I have the exact same coat, story.
Scarf, all that shit. Lays in the bed. I was like, huh. Okay.
See,
and I was like, all right, you know, I ain't no bitch, but like, and you know, New York women are also quick to call you a bitch. So, so I'm like, all right, cool. And it was no fishiness, but there was, of course,
there was a
must.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why not just
you
rinse?
You don't like the seasoning? Just like a little like dankness is fine?
That's seasoning is for a relationship.
Yeah, he's like, the pussy be better when it's stinking. I was like, get the fuck away from me. That's whack as fuck.
That's mad weird. Yeah. Same story, but my chick, she came from Jersey. So she
and you was in LA.
Yeah, she walked from Jersey to LA, and then got there and just bent over. No scent though, it was crazy. But not from New York.
Ah,
and this was before Uber. Damn, niggas is old. Well, before
back
Uber and the
just
East Coast.
Figure it out. Yeah. Walk or get a horse or.
Nah, but she took a cab to get to New York. And then close by me, and I'm like, whatever you take, I'll reimburse you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, hey, it's taking mad long. I'm just going to walk these last 12 blocks.
Last
like,
12 is illegal.
I was like, yes, mad traffic over here. I'm like, all right, whatever.
You didn't just be like, I'm going to call you a cab? Like,
no, I told her that I can call her the cab. I didn't know where the fuck she was, but I was just going to pay for whatever it was. When they got to my hotel, I go out there and I pay for the fucking cab.
Mm.
But I was just like, I'm just going to walk these last 12 blocks. I'm like, all right. She gets there, same shit, fucking layers. But I'm like, layers. I'm like, it is what it is. You got here, taking the shit off, and it's just like, we doing this or what? It's like,
doing this or what?
So I don't know how to say it, right? Yeah, like, yeah. You don't want to, you don't want to shower. Sometimes. I said something, and she was like, that's pussy shit. All right, this shit, bro. Let's do it. But she didn't sting at all.
Okay.
Like, not even.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
All right.
I will say, like, certain homophobic ass men, they'll pull down their pants and they don't believe in wiping. And it's real, it's obvious.
Like, I ain't gay. I'm about to be cleaning my ass.
We've had this conversation as well.
Bro,
it's pretty weird.
It's just pretty weird. Your fucking ass. Like, oh my God. And they always have like a little stinky gym booty. And it's always like, they're super manly.
Look,
so it's like there's no real way to even criticize them. Whatever it is, they'll beat the shit out of you.
Look, I'll be in that. Look.
Don't beat the shit out of her.
Don't beat the shit out of me, please.
Oh God.
You should have stank.
You know, me and Rick have always been very like adamant about keeping our undercarriages clean.
Yeah,
you know
you're
what I'm saying?
Dude white people.
Not only that, I'm like fucking not only dude white, but if I can somehow wash my ass anywhere, I will. One time.
You're a bidet bro.
Yeah. I got bidets in my toilets.
Yeah. Okay, so one time, I've told this story before. Fucking Matt Rife, he had an apartment in, this was before he was, you know, got money. And he had a little apartment. And I was like, I knew he was around. And I was in LA like all day handling meetings and shit like that. And I was like, hey, bro, look, can I stop by your crib real quick just to use your bathroom? And he was like, yeah, that's
just
fine.
To wipe your
I was
ass.
Like, honestly, I was like, yo, I need to wash my ass. Like, I've been out all day and I shitted earlier after another thing. I need to wash my ass before I go to this next appointment.
I can
right?
only shit in my home. I won't shit anywhere else.
Oh, girl, I shit everywhere. I shit everywhere.
Sometimes you gotta.
I'm a grown man. I shit everywhere now. All right? I'm shitting right now. No.
Okay.
So I was like, yo, let me just use your bathroom real quick. I need to wash my ass. He was like, haha, yeah, whatever, right?
He washed your ass?
No.
What?
I need you to wash my ass, dog.
Wait, I have a similar story.
Okay, so I literally just, I got in like 2 inches of bath water, got bottomless, and like lifted my shirt up and just washed my ass in his tub real quick. And so he kind of like, he came, I was like, can I get like a little towel or something, right? And so I'm like, he sees me.
Use his towel to wash your ass.
He threw me a towel, I think, right? So I'm in towel, I got my shirt on. So he's like, did you just get in 2 inches of bath water to wash your asshole? I was like, yes,
this
man.
This guy does not wash his ass.
No, look, admittedly, I know that's a little weird. Why not just take a whole shower, right? Yeah. But it's like, I just wanted to wash my ass real quick.
So just
yeah. All right, you had a story.
All right, so in porn world, the day of your anal debut is like your big birthday. Okay? Okay. So like every company.
It's like your quinceañera.
Yeah, every company's been fighting over my asshole. It's happening. It's
you haven't done any anal yet?
No. I'm not a girl. I've been a DV girl. Deep dish pussy alert. But like, I'm sorry. I don't have a deep dish pussy. I'm sorry.
Oh, you've had multiple things in your one vagina.
But they were schmedium on schmedium. They weren't big on big, so it was cool. It was normal.
Schmeds on schmeds, yeah.
Yeah, schmeds on schmeds. So, I'm training for my anal day because it's my big day soon and I just don't want to fuck it up because if I shit in front of one homie, cool. If I shit in front of like 17 homies, bye. Like, I'm leaving the country. So I paid this dominatrix,
okay,
obviously, to learn to stretch my asshole. And I don't know how to clean it out. So she was like, I'll just do it for you. So she had me in the bathroom floor of this hotel, fucking shit up. She had this enema. She was launching water into my asshole. And I was like, sexy. I was scared for my life. And she was just turning me into this giant shitbag water balloon. I was so shy. And she was like, she was like, do you want to make this a little sexy? Do you want me to like put on your tummy and kind of step on you like a little balloon, like a whoopee cushion? I was like, that's not sexy. And then like, as soon as I was like about to explode, I'd be like, you gotta go. And
oh,
I would
just
unleash, like,
sheesh.
Like all over the bathroom floor. I destroyed it. I'm so sorry to the hotel workers. And then she was like, all right. I was also paying her by the hour, by like a lot of money per hour.
To do this to you.
And it was taking, my gay homies were like, this sounds like a little kinky night. I was like, nah, it was educational.
I was like, wait, why not just go to like a medical animal?
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it.
It's the same shit.
I don't know how
except you're
do
not,
it.
Like, it's not a dominatrix. It's a fucking, it's a nurse with gloves.
And you don't have to pay woman. By the hour.
So then we got into bed. She dims the light. She puts on some cool R&B. She starts fucking me in the ass missionary, right?
Oh, with like a strap on?
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of, well, she was just having a dildo like this.
Oh, okay.
She was like rubbing me, like rubbing my shoulders and just being like, shh, breathe, relax. And I was making eye contact with her and I was like, bitch, are we like in love?
Yeah.
This is a... And she was like, no.
Okay.
Oh, baby, bro.
And then she bends over. She's like, now you clean my ass.
Wait, so the story continues. So okay. I am still continuing my anal journey. So actually, yesterday, this is crazy. I told my bisexual homie, I was like, I need help cleaning my ass. And he was like, enema party. So he comes over and then we both... enema in front of each other.
Interesting.
Yeah. We really got to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we were both little shitbag balloons at the same time.
Wow.
The end.
Wait. The shitbag part. Y'all, what happened there?
Like, I did an enema and then he blasted off and did his own enema.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I need a...
No, don't be sorry.
I'm just trying to... I'm
processing.
Yeah.
So it was like I would hop in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. I would fill my asshole up with mm-hmm. water. Then when I would explode, I would go on the toilet. Then he would hop in the shower.
I see.
He would enema it up. No, we weren't like side by side race enema.
I was imagining like a fucking like that scene, like the Saw room.
Or a Dexter room. Yeah. Fucking plastic on the ground. Yes. And I just go
and y'all just psh, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. But it kind of like got my fears over. Like if I shit on you, what? What are you going to do? You're fucking welcome. It's my ass.
Been there, done that, homie.
Yeah.
They're going to beat the shit out of you. We went over this already.
Please don't beat the shit out of me.
The more shit out of you.
That's so cute.
Hey, but isn't there like a whole like protocol? Like you don't eat like 2 days before?
No, you can eat the day before, but I need to figure it out. So like I'm just trying to do anal only Sundays.
On the Lord's Day.
Yeah, on the Lord's Day.
Makes sense, yeah.
I just can't go to hell or like keep doing things that'll bring me there.
Well, holy shit, am I right? Nah, I love that for you. When is your anal debut?
My anal debut is gonna be the end of this month. I don't know when it's gonna be released. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping it's gonna be a big day. It's been crazy because like I've been telling the homies, I'm like, bro, can you practice fucking me in the ass? And homie is like, word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just come clean. And then I'd be like, okay, well, I have to call my friends over.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta do a whole thing.
So that's where I was confused because I heard you say it's coming up, but you keep cleaning your ass. So I'm like, how far along does your ass need to be clean before it? But you're cleaning it for the training.
I'm practicing clean out.
Oh.
I'm not saying like I gotta just.
Oh, so you got it in ass before though? Like you've had anal sex before?
Just in high school for God.
to protect your virgin hole.
Yeah. But I've done a multitude of other things.
Up your butt?
No, just poopy butt.
Okay, so now when you say the homies like help me practice for anal scene and they're fucking you in ass.
I'm working on it. Well, I don't know. Like, I feel like my boyfriend, he's been like, ah, I don't know if anal's his thing. And I'm like, come on. I'm trying to have you hit first so then I can like get cracked after. And he's like, ah.
Get somebody else to do it.
He's like, I know you know somebody for this.
You got a homies? Shit.
I was like, come on.
I got that one, dude.
I was like, you want me to keep waiting? And he keeps being like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, well, this asshole's going to be given up somewhere else.
Yeah.
Fuck you in the ass. With this dick?
Your boyfriend's like, you got all these dudes fucking you in my pussy, and you want me to touch your little asshole?
He's like, that's too far.
You don't have a toy?
Toys aren't the same as dick. Like I want.
What about the ones that look like dicks?
I have dildos. Yeah, I put in my homie's like little 10-incher, and I was like.
Little tennis. Gee whiz.
Nice.
And that was my next question. Are they at least giving you a schmied for your anal?
What is a schmied?
What is a schmied to you? Yeah. Last time you were here, schmiedium.
Schmiedium. No, they're giving me an 11-incher.
Why would they do that to you?
I don't know. I don't know why they would do such a thing. I think, well... I'm doing a DP because I've heard DPs are actually easier.
Okay. So, because you're all just loosened up.
But I mean, it's just go big or go home, I guess.
I don't know, man. I'm going home.
Yeah,
for me is
probably
like,
home on that one.
A schmedium for me is like seven inches.
Okay.
Where y'all at? Where y'all at?
I mean, last time you were here, you said your fave is like a 5.5 situation.
Oh, well, guess what? I was lying.
Oh.
I was lying for the internet.
Wow.
But now I'm standing in my truth.
Really?
Sorry. But I have fucked all sizes. And I don't mind, okay?
Kazumi.
What? I lied on the internet. I'm sorry.
You know how many...
Listen.
How many five-inch boys you got hyped off that shit?
There's a 5-inch gang, stand up. Okay, I don't mind. Okay, I have never... In my life, when a guy pulled his pants down and he had 4 inches, I've never been like, ah, it's a wrap. Like, that point, it's too late. You fooled me. I've been bamboozled and I'm here. Whatever. Yeah. Like, you had too much swag and I was into it. But like, it's the same thing as like titties. Could we all prefer a girl with some big ass naturals? Yeah. But if she got some like itty bitty titties, but she got a cool vibe and a fat ass, then it's fine.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So it's not like I'd be like, ah, 2 inches.
I personally like little titties, like genuinely like.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I mean, I can work with it. It's like, yeah.
But
I like your
like
little
a chick
titties.
With like Triple H came in, you wouldn't be like, oh.
If Triple H and a B cup and I had to choose, I'm picking the B cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Triple H is crazy.
Yeah, because he's going to be like, that's a lot.
Yeah. Fucking trying to pedigree me and shit. Like, no, thank you.
No, but I, samesies, samesies. I'm going B-Cup. B-Cup over Triple H for sure, yeah.
For me to do stuff with, right? But visually, I'm going to look at the Triple H's.
Because, yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. I wish I could have my boobs on, like, turbo a little bit. You know, like, so I wish funny. I could, like...
Bigger than this?
These are, like, some schmediums. These are schmedium breasts.
Trust me, Daddy. You don't need to go bigger than that, all right? You're good.
I want, like, airport titties. Like, you know when you're at the airport and some chick got, like, body... Body, addy, addy. I want body like that.
Why the airport?
Like, that's like where you see like the most, like, because that's when you see us at like our most equal. Like, you'll see the Claremont twins, but they're in pajamas.
Okay.
You could see like the dimensions. That's like the type of vibe I want.
Okay. You made it make sense, yeah.
It's like if I'm at the airport, I see those bodies, I'm like, no fucking way. That's crazy.
Like, yeah. You just look like that for real, guys.
Yeah, wow.
That makes sense. Funny thing about your lie, though. I told him.
I retracted. I realized that I should never have said such a thing.
We can cut it. We can cut it. But I told him you were lying when you said it. And he was like, "Nah, I think, yeah, because a lot of girls say, I'm like, yeah, it feels like a trend now, dog.
To lie. Oh, yeah. For a click.
Yeah,
I have my preferences. but I don't mind a little wiener. I don't mind it at all.
Well, I mean, okay, look, that's a fair point. The titty point is a fair point. Well, especially on that episode, I was like, Fiverr gang, let's go. But I'll say it again. In my real life, I've had people tell me that, all right? Not just porn stars looking for clicks, all right? So there you go.
Yeah, because people don't lie to you in real life to get on your good side. Never happens.
I will say, over dimensions, I feel like I care about girth more. And if I care about anything about a dick, I care about uncut versus cut. Because everyone can agree that uncut is vastly superior.
Is that how you feel?
If you're cut, you're literally like 1% less man, dude. like that little part of you is gone.
Is that the consensus?
Or are you lying again?
All my homegirls think this. If you have a cut dick, we're roasting your ass in the group chat.
Interesting.
Hilarious. Show us. We'll roast you.
Well, news to me.
I'm going
to
go get roasted. What's the group chat?
Well, like, cut dicks are usually American, and American guys kind of like don't have like such a strong dick game as like European dudes.
I think it depends though, because like
I don't know if you're fucking right American guys.
I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say my bestest Mexican homies, all uncircumcised, from what they tell me.
And they dig whack. So shit. Yeah,
trash.
What you trying to say?
Trash homie dick, let me tell you. And then all the guys at JK News also,
I love all of those
they
guys.
Say they are all also uncut. So
dream train, honestly.
So that's like majority of the homies in my life all say they are uncircumcised. So
do you feel like you're like robbed because you don't have your foreskin?
Like, no, I almost feel like it's,
you know how some people don't have a dad? But like, it's like you don't have your foreskin. Like, damn.
Yeah, but the dudes without dads will be like, nah, I made me a stronger man because of it. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the dudes without dads get to the NBA and shit like that. So I mean,
gives them, you know, that motivation.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, all right, look, I don't got that extra foreskin, but at least it's cute. my first experience with someone talking about foreskin like that was that episode of Seinfeld where Elaine, she's like, she had never seen an uncircumcised penis before.
Kind of anteater like.
She was like, I don't know, man. She's like, the uncircumcised ones, she's like, they have no face, no personality.
No vibes.
No vibes.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But, well, I mean, I appreciate that.
Sorry to dick shame you, bro. I mean,
double dick shame.
Sorry. Yeah, two times. Sorry.
Oh no, I don't care.
And I was just gonna say, there's no shame in my dick. I'm very proud of my dick.
You're very proud.
Yeah.
Your dick has probably been like very important to the whole Asian race.
And you know what? And that's
I actually think so.
Well, that's you're speaking facts.
Yeah.
Because
and my vagina. Huge.
Oh, girl, you're repping. In the beginning, as I said, as I spoke about my dick a lot, my joke was always, it's not big, but it's pretty. It's not big, but it's pretty, right? And it was dudes that were in my DMs initially who were like, why are you always saying that? Why are you always saying that? It's making us Asians look bad, right? And the thing about it is, okay, look, depending on who you ask, I was average, right? But I always said it's not big, but it's pretty. Because for me, it was like, it was all about, yeah, it's easy for a dude to be like, nah, I got a big dick, whatever, whatever. For me, it was all about being like, nah, I'm saying my shit ain't big, but you still see me pulling. You still see confident. You still see me out here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it was about
taking notes, yeah.
Well, and they did.
They did.
It was about not letting what people tell you is like a handicap hold you back from achieving greatness in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can achieve some dime pieces on a 5-incher.
You are correct.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Thank you for watching another episode of the No Chaser Podcast. Thank you to our guest, Kazumi. Always a great time.
Yeah.
Next time, we'll rebrand.
We'll rebrand. Yeah. Oh, next time, I'll rebrand.
Got it.
Yeah.
So funny.
I sharted on this whole podcast. Sorry.
No, it was beautiful. Thank you for watching. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Kazumi.
Oh, she's Kazumi. Bye.